G'day, welcome to Pauline's Thursday Ponderings. Over to you, Pauline.
We as Christians are all on a journey. Our final destination is the same, to live forever in close relationship with our God, to be in His presence for eternity without sinning ever again. 1 Peter 3, verses 12 to 14 says, as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming, that day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with His promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace. We will be free from pain and suffering. We will have new bodies. It's just going to be amazing. Revelation 21, verse 4 says, He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. For the old order of things has passed away. Can you imagine it? Have you got a glimpse of heaven in your heart? I personally can't wait. Paul seems to have the right attitude towards this life and the next. He says in Philippians 3, verses 9 to 14, of his qualifications as a Jew and a Pharisee, I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ, and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal, to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. When the worries and cares of this world threaten to overwhelm us, we should remember that we are just passing through. This is not our home. This always puts things in perspective for me. Why don't you try it? Next time you feel overwhelmed by the stresses and strains of life on earth, just pause and remember Jesus has a mansion in heaven with your name on it. John 14, verse 2, gives us this assurance. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you.
Thanks, Pauline. See you all again real soon on Partakers. Bye.